Well, I'm glad. Isn't that amazing with Alex Carey that he's already been an Australian captain at international level and has had a fair bit of a run at international cricket with Australia but still hasn't played a test match? And I'm glad I hope that weather does go away, Kim, because after all the choices he had to make, football, cricket, he deserves, well, people get annoyed when you say someone deserves. You have to work for it. He has worked.
Yeah, and Josh Inglis has worked hard too. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think he was the heir apparent, wasn't he? So it would have been hurtful if he'd been leapfrogged or hard pill to swallow. Hey, this one worries me as well. G'day, boys. Harry is right. That's Ryan Harris. Kerry has hindered Travis Head's chances. No way they'll pick two South Aussies, Mark from Henley.
Come on.
I know that shouldn't come into play. But Rooch,
why?
It's been a long time.
What would be the logic?
There's no logic, but
who gains from having a boycott on South Australians in the test side?
Well,
who?
The New South Welshman.
Well,
the statistics prove it.
Well,
Rooch.
It's not like a New South Welshman gets an extra go because Travis Head plays.
Rooch, I'm just saying, statistically.
I know. I mean, I've heard the joke. What was it, David Hook's famous line? When you get your baggy blue, you get a baggy green in the other bag. That was his line, wasn't it? That's what he used to say.
All right, before we get into some more text, Rooch, there's a lot of news happening around the traps
today, ever?
So we've got to jump into it. There's a shock development in regards to the fifth test. I think shock's fair enough.
Well, we tried to argue the case for Adelaide last night, and you are going to have to get on your high horse again. Because at a time when everyone thought it is going to go to Melbourne, they have already put the second strip in place at the MCG, knowing that Perth was going to be in trouble. They can put $30 million on the table for that extra test. Comes this stunning bit of news from News Corp that Hobart is looming as Cricket Australia's preferred option with, here it is, Kim, you ready for this? The Tasmanian state government pushing hard to steal historic Ashes test. It is likely to be a day-nighter in Hobart.
We did mention, I'd have to look at my notes, was it yesterday or the day before? Hang on, let me have a look here, Rooch.
His name's Steve Marshall, if you're looking for his name.
No. We did say yesterday, that Hobart was in the mix, but to me it was a bit of an outsider.
Yeah, well, you would have thought Melbourne, 30 million, 100,000.
Well, given the revenue that's been lost because of what we've been dealing with the last couple of years.
But there is Tasmania and their state government saying, no, we want the event in Hobart and we'll